Yo, 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 what's good fam? Riley Hart here, your resident self-care guru, or at least that's what my therapist calls me. Listen, we're Gen Z, we're hustling 24/7, school, side gigs, TikTok trends, the whole shebang. But honestly, how much living are we actually doing? Ever feel like you're just running on fumes, bouncing from one deadline to the next like a caffeinated pinball? Yeah, me too. That's why today, fam, we're diving deep into the world of self-care, because taking breaks isn't being lazy, it's the ultimate power move. First things first, let's get real. Our generation is obsessed with productivity. We're always striving for more, achieving bigger, but guess what? Constant go-go-go leads to burnout faster than a viral meme loses traction. You know that feeling when you're so stressed your brain feels like it's running on dial-up internet? Yeah, not cute. That's where breaks come in. They're like hitting the refresh button on your entire system. Taking time for yourself actually boosts your productivity in the long run. It's like, imagine trying to game without saving your progress. You're bound to crash eventually, right? Breaks are your save points, keeping you from a total meltdown. Number 2. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are definitely nice. It's about actively prioritizing your mental, physical, and emotional well-being. Think of it like this: your body is your ride or die, the vessel that takes you through all the crazy adventures life throws at you. So you gotta treat it right. Fuel it with good food, get some sleep. Seriously, we're not robots. Move your body in ways that feel good, dance, breaks count. And engage in activities that bring you joy. What gets you hyped? It could be anything from hitting the gym to binge watching your fave show or losing yourself in a good book. Do it for yourself, fam, because you deserve it. Speaking of doing things for yourself, let's talk about setting boundaries. This one is huge, especially in our hyper-connected world where everyone expects an instant response. It's okay to say no sometimes. You don't have to be available 24/7, your mental health comes first. Unplug from social media for a bit, ditch the group chat that's draining your energy, and create space for yourself to recharge. Remember, saying no doesn't make you rude, it makes you self-aware. Here's another truth bomb. Comparison is the thief of joy. We scroll through Instagram and see everyone seemingly living their best lives, but let's be real, that's often just a highlight reel. Don't let other people's curated feeds mess with your own journey. Focus on your goals, celebrate your wins no matter how small, and remember that everyone's path is different. Lastly, don't underestimate the power of good old-fashioned self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, fam. We all make mistakes, we have bad days, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, you're doing your best in this crazy world, and that's enough. Okay, let's talk real talk. Picture this. You're drowning in deadlines, your phone is blowing up with notifications, and you haven't slept more than 5 hours in the past week. You're basically a walking zombie, but then you remember self-care exists. So you take a break, go for a walk outside, listen to your favorite playlist, or just chill and do nothing for like 10 minutes. You feel human again, recharged and ready to tackle whatever comes next. D. Taking a break isn't about being lazy, it's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self. So, my Gen Z fam, remember. Breaks aren't just for the weak, they're for the wise. Treat your mind and body right, set those boundaries, and don't forget to celebrate all the little wins. You got this. Now go forth and conquer, but also remember to take a down break every now and then. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, tag me in a TikTok about your self-care rituals or DM me with your favorite ways to de-stress. Let's keep the self-care conversation going. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. Spread the love, fam.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.